This is the first institutional solo exhibition from Chinese artist Xiao Lu, who was well known for shooting her own work, Dialogue, in 1989. And when I say shooting her own work, I don't mean with a camera, but with a gun. And this performance was really very famous, and whether it was intentional or not, it has been read as a critical turning point in Chinese history. So 30 years on from that exhibition in 2019, 4A Center for Contemporary Asian Art, in collaboration with Sydney Festival, presents Impossible Dialogue, which is an exhibition that unpacks Xiao Lu's past and her present works. I spoke to Xiao Lu and her translator about the upcoming exhibition. This is what she had to say. What does the title of this exhibition mean to you?
The exhibition title, Xiao Lu Impossible Dialogue, is named by the curator, Dr. Claire Roberts. When the exhibition title is translated in Chinese, I give some suggestions as well. The title of this exhibition could be traced back to my 1989 work, Dialogue, even though that work's title is Dialogue, but actually it meant to be an impossible dialogue, because in the phone booth, there's one man and woman in each with a phone, the receiver of the phone dangling, which implicates that there was an impossible dialogue in it. And the idea of impossible dialogue could be chased through my whole career as well. In 2003, when I tried to talk about the authorship of the work Dialogue, it had attracted a lot of conflict and a lot of impossible dialogues with many people and even the society. So I think this is a really interesting title.
That work, Dialogue, was, I've read, although very famous and important, also misunderstood. Is that something that frustrates you, or is that just a fact?
I think a piece of work consists of two parts. The first part is the creation of the work, the inspiration from the artist and the production by the artist. And the second part of the work would be the interpretation of the work. When the work is made and exhibited, the work is opened for the public to interpret it. I think now I think that's could be a part of a work. However, the first part, the inspiration and the production, the creation of the work by the artist should be respected. This is an issue of a lot of contemporary art. And for my work, the Dialogue, I think that's a natural result.
One of my favorite aspects of your work is the exploration of the female experience. Is this something that you can perceive through Impossible Dialogue has changed over the past 30 years?
It's a natural process. As a female artist, of course, the feminine sides will be naturally embedded in my work or in the process of me producing work. However, looking in hindsight, my work 30 years ago had more aspect of personal female emotions, and in recent years, in my recent work, you could see that I have opened it up to a more cultural and social perspective, and I think my work grows when I grow. This is a natural process.
The newly commissioned work is about Xiao Lu's connection with Australia. Can you tell me more about your connection?
It is a big connection in Australia, because this is the first retrospective for my 30 years of work, and it is held in Australia. I think this is, this is the biggest connection here.
What would you like audiences to take away from this retrospective?
It is really hard to control what the audience will take away with. You know, they come here with their own feelings and curiosities. But I hope that people will know more about my recent work and the new Xiao Lu, because most people, they know about me and my work through the 1989 Dialogue. And I really, truly hope that people will learn more about me and my new works through this exhibition.